You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My friend passed away, and I just don't know how I'm supposed to feel. Let's get into it.
I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
None of the calories, all of the funk.
Wow.
Diet funk.
That's right.
A bold new vision. We are answering a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your own questions anytime you like. This week's question comes in and says, my friend passed away, and I just don't know how I'm supposed to feel. And a great question. We always appreciate an honest question. This is a deep one. And Glenn, where would we start off with it?
Well, I think the important thing to look at is when, first of all, we're sorry for your loss. Let's not skip over that part. We're going to be talking a lot of technicals here, but it's important for you to recognize that our heart is with you when you're going through something like this. the worst part of it is feeling alone, and we want you to feel like you have people that are grieving with you. I think the toughest part about this is that we tend to kind of cycle through a lot of different emotions. We go from sad about it to angry that this person isn't around. Sometimes you're angry at yourself that you could have or should have done more. Sometimes that gets overloaded to the point where you just feel numb. And all that leads you to a worry, am I doing this wrong? And so I think that's part of what we want to look at today.
That's absolutely right. I think it's a very important place to start. And Jed, how do we build on that?
Well, I'm right there with Glenn. You know, first and foremost, we are so sorry for your loss. We want you to know that you are not alone. And to preview what we're going to be talking about later, you can get through this because other people have gotten through this as well. You are not alone. We stand with you in this time. And one of the things that we want for you is for this to not be a tougher thing than it needs to be. And let me explain what I mean. It is easy to add to grief a sense of guilt. You know, Glenn was talking about worrying, am I being sad in the wrong way? Am I grieving wrong? And it's easy for that worry to turn into a guilt, to start feeling like I'm just doing a bad job of this. And, you know, I should be stronger, or I should be different. And as Glenn said, maybe I should have done something different or said something different. And we don't want you having to carry any of that weight at all. Again, as a preview of something we're going to talk about in just a couple minutes, there's no wrong way to grieve. You feel how you feel. I think it's easy for any of us to get in a place where we feel like there must be a right way to do this. There must be like a way I'm supposed to feel and a way I'm supposed to process all of this. And so let's actually dig into that. Let's look at that question together and ask, is there a way that you're supposed to feel in the midst of a tough time like this?
That is indeed an excellent question, and that is where we will pick things up when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious dawn. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, no, my soul. With my soul.
with you here on The Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Try new and improved Diet Funk now with extra funk.
Yeah.
That's just, it's hard to figure out that chemical composition in your brain. It's Diet Funk, but it's also double funk. There's a lot going on. Also joining us, the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Light, crisp, and re-funking.
Yes, but no crystal funk. They tried that in the 80s, and it was a huge failure.
In fairness,
going back to that.
In fairness, the crystal funk theme song was George Clinton covering Right Now by Van Halen.
Wow, let's all just take a moment to try to picture that in our mind. You can't. It can't be done. So we're going to have to move on to our question, which came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend passed away, and I just don't know how I'm supposed to feel. It's a great question. And Glenn, we ended that last segment with Jed, I think, asking the operative question where we want to go here, which is there such a thing as the way you're supposed to feel when you have a loss like this?
Well, for sure there isn't. And I think just making the decision not to judge yourself and how you go through the grieving process is going to give you a lot of energy to get through it.
Yeah.
And to deal with it with a lot more health. I think it's also important to recognize that grief doesn't have a timeline. There isn't a standard period of time for grieving. It just doesn't work that way. It's like asking how long does it take to mow your lawn. Well, it depends on how big your lawn is. Depends on how fast you go. Depends on whether you want to do it right in a hurry or you want to take your time and do it well. So, I think that sometimes we get our expectations all mixed up in that and say, I feel like I should be dealing with this better and faster, and some of it appears to be dragging on, so is there something wrong with me and how I'm handling it?
It's a great place to start this off. And Jed, I'll take a look at another aspect of this, which is there's the timeline for the processing, which is very important in what Glenn's talking about there. Then there's also the emotions that come up themselves, which sometimes, even to the person feeling them, can feel like an inappropriate thing to be feeling in that moment.
Sure, absolutely. Truth be told, I think for most people, most of the time, when you have a real significant loss in your life, it's likely to generate a range of emotions, maybe a pretty wide range. And some of those feelings and emotions might be primarily about the person that you've lost. Some of those feelings might be primarily about you and what it's like to be you experiencing this loss and to be carrying on without this other person. And, some of the feelings might be surprisingly not terribly intense, and some might be almost overwhelming. And when we look at that, it's important to know that none of those feelings, whether they're intense or not, whether they're about you or about the other person, none of those feelings by themselves are bad or wrong or incorrect. None of them. What matters is what do you do with those feelings, and that's what we need to look at.
That is absolutely right, and that's where we will pick things up when we come back right here on The Bridge Lab.
For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son.
back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
If you need to mow your lawn, try new Funk Energy. It's got extra energy and funk.
I feel like the marketing department isn't putting in the effort they used to on those kind of things. But we will press on anyway, and we'll introduce our other host, the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I've already ordered a pallet of Funk Energy.
Funk Energy, it'll funk you up.
There you go.
A thing I pronounced very, very carefully. We move on to the question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend passed away. I just don't know how I'm supposed to feel. And Glenn, so far we've covered the idea that there's no such thing as the way you're supposed to feel when you go through something this huge. But now let's move on to the very good question that Jed left us with at the end of the last segment, which is, no matter what's going on with our feelings, what do we do with them?
Well, I think it starts with trying to find a safe place where you can talk about it. And that, let me define a little bit of what we mean by that. First of all, you want to be in a space or a group or in an environment where you're not being judged by the way you feel. There's a certain tendency to say, well, let me dismiss this person's feelings because I don't know what to say and I don't know what to do. So you start saying, I'm just sad that, you know, grandma passed away. And somebody's like, well, she was old, so maybe you'll just let it go. That's dismissive, and it's not going to help you. And sometimes you feel worried. If I talk about how sad I am with other people, I might bring them down. So you, sometimes it's good to get away from people who knew this person and talk to someone new and get a new perspective on things. That might be a 12-step program. That might be a Bible study. It might be just a circle of friends or just hanging out. But find a way to find that safe space.
Absolutely right. And Jed, I think it would be good for us to outline what we might want to get out of having those conversations in that safe space, because it's not necessarily to make sense of how we're feeling as much to just express it, right?
That's exactly right. You deserve a place that is safe where you can speak, and not only deserve it, you actually need it. Because, first of all, bottling up your feelings is basically never good. There's not really a situation where that works well. But when you're able to express how you feel and have another person not judge you and not get up and run out of the room, a few things happen. The first is you're going to feel heard. And what you're probably going to discover right on the heels of that is that you are not alone. That other people understand how you feel. And then on the heels of that, what you may discover is actually other people have felt very similar ways. That other people have faced not the same thing, because human beings are not interchangeable, but other people have faced their own losses. And there's a strength and a hope to be found in the idea that because others have gotten through a loss, I can get through a loss as well. So that safe place winds up giving us a sense of strength and a sense of companionship and a sense of hope. And you deserve all three of those things.
You definitely do deserve all those things. We want them for you. And as ever, if you have no idea where you might start finding that impartial third party person you could talk to in your area, please do email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're going to hear that address several more times throughout the episode, thebridgeloud@gmail.com, and we will help you find a place to start. And we'll be back right here on The Bridge Loud.
I've always been. Here's where I fell before.
This is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm just taking a cold sip of Funk Natural.
Ooh.
It's organic, y'all, and it's got the kombucha.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Don't miss out on the brand new limited edition Bootsy Collins special.
In certain contexts, you definitely wouldn't want to drink something called the Bootsy Collins Special. But being that it's a fine, branded Funk Cola product, it's just going to be all right. We're going to jump into our question this week that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my friend passed away, and I just don't know how to feel. Now, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, they're very, very cagey about their ingredient list, their super recipe. But we here at Funk Cola put it right on Front Street. Sometimes you just need a little secret sauce.
The secret sauce.
So, Glenn, obviously, a time of losing someone is a big thing, and it's something where maybe even people who don't think that way very often start to grapple with their idea of spirituality and what lies kind of beyond the world we can see. And that is definitely something we do for a living, talking to people about. So when you're in this kind of situation, what do you try to help someone understand?
Well, for sure. I mean, our day job involves doing Christian ministry with people behind bars and people coming out of addiction off of street lifestyle stuff. And they actually see death more often than other people do. And so they wrestle with that. And, of course, we're trying to help them see that spiritual side of it, both from the prospect of that death is not the end, but also from the standpoint of God actually cares about where you're at, that he understands how you feel even when you don't, that he is there to help you in ways when you don't even know what help to ask for. The shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:35, and it's just two words, and the two words are Jesus wept. Jesus cried, and that was at seeing the death of his friend Lazarus. He wept even knowing that he was going to bring him back from the dead, but he still felt those feelings and felt the feelings of the people around him. And he's with you in your grieving right now.
He definitely is. And to tie that back into some previous things we've said on the episode, that process of you getting that comfort from God does not have to start with you feeling the right emotions or even understanding what you're feeling. There's another part in the Bible, in the book of Romans chapter 8, where it says that God's Spirit intercedes for us with wordless groans. You're having a lot of feelings. They don't have to make sense to start getting that comfort and that understanding from God, which he has for you. And we certainly want you to access. And we will see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
God wants me. God wants me. God didn't tell me.